The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so pumped today. I'm so excited about my show. I have a guest on today. I know it was supposed to be Tales from the Vector, and it's been kind of a crazy week for me. And then I had a session with one of my clients that has been a client of mine for 10 years. And back then, I met her in Vancouver, and we were just talking before. I'm going to introduce her right quick here. But we met 10 years ago, and I remember back then she wanted to get married and have a baby. And she called me I hadn't heard from her for so long, and she called me and told me that she's written, published already one children's book and is now publishing her second. This is Anna Florina Junker. So proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. It's so good to see your beautiful face. So tell us about yourself, because so much has been happening. And I just want you to tell us, what have you been up to for 10 years? I know you have how many children? See, when I shift people, I shift them.
That's not a joke.
So tell, sure. just speak from your heart and tell everybody kind of why you ended up on this show. Because I know you haven't been on a radio show before and you're a bit nervous. And I want you to know. Yeah, it's all good. And you're also live on Facebook. And people can also call in 1-800-930-2819. Anna is one of the most charming, amazing, brilliant people that I've met in my life. I can honestly say that. She has, she's all about nature. She wanted to be a mom she wanted to be a mom. So tell us, what have you been up to for 10 years since we first met?
Well, for 10 years, my background is fourth generation holistic healer, alternative medicine. I am mostly a stay-at-home mom, and I've had, since Colette, I have relocated. I'm originally from Edmonton, Alberta, and I had a dream to move to Vancouver, BC, and I somehow managed that, even though when it was impossible. I ended up going through mountains in the middle of winter, December 15th of 2008 to get here.
Were you driving yourself?
I was driving with three cats, a car, my beautiful car that I had for 18 years. And she they shut the Coca-Cola down while I was on it.
This for those of you who are not aware of Canada, Canada is bigger than Russia. And what she's talking about is leaving Alberta in Edmonton in the middle of winter and driving in a car with three cats over the mountains to get to Vancouver. And that is, like, you really wanted to get there. I know how that feels, because I'm from the prairies. And if I went over a hill, I got scared. So when I drove out here, I had my car packed with Ella the Enchanting, my puppy, and my turtle. And the car, my daughter is a magic. She could take anything and fit it. I don't know how she managed to fit everything in the car. And then her and Pearl flew out in class later, because I knew that my cat Pearl was not going to go for 2 days in a car through the mountains with me and a turtle And when I got back to my house here, my contractor said, I've never heard anyone say, because in the morning I had to stop at a hotel. And in the morning I was letting my dog pee and I was letting my turtle sit in the sun in the grass to warm up. And people were like, but this is like people like you that have the courage to do that. Like, people don't understand how scary that is.
It was very frightening. It was, but we made it, and I got over through the tunnel, and then there was green. And
I know the tunnel.
Who saved me was actually my cat, rest her soul, Angelica, because she came from the back window, and she came to the middle, sat on the console, and she looked at me. And at that point, everything just disappeared. And I don't know what happened after that, but all I remember was going through that tunnel, and then I saw green, and everything was just, I got out, I think I stopped at a truck stop, and I got out of the car, I kissed the ground, and some trucker yelled at me, hey, are you okay?
I do understand, because when I drove, like when I made that move, I was terrified to drive through the mountains. Like, I have been raised in the prairies. I was terrified. And to do it in the middle of winter, kudos to you. I think your son wants to say goodbye to you.
Hi, yes.
That's okay.
It's in my wallet downstairs. Just go in the middle on the shelf. So go quick. You're going to be late for school.
Working moms. So you got to Vancouver.
I got to Vancouver, and then I did lived life, and then all of a sudden I met someone, and he was on the other side of the world, and I wasn't sure how that was actually going to pan out.
And, I'm remembering.
I know. And yes, it was, he was from Germany, and we met playing.
You gotta love those Germans.
Facebook poker on top of everything. And it's a little bit fuzzy. I don't know, almost 11 years later, but anyhow.
Now you have,
we have four babies.
Four boys.
Yes, four boys, 6, 7, almost 7, 8, and a set of twins that were completely unexpected, since there are no twins in any of our bloodlines that are known.
That's unusual. Like, for because my mom is an identical twin, and it skips a generation, identicals. I don't know about fraternals. Are your children fraternal or identical?
They are identical twins.
Yeah, that usually skips one generation.
But there's no known twins in our family. None whatsoever.
They were meant. What happens?
It picked us through and through.
I just want to point this out to people, because when I met you, you had met this gentleman from Germany and you were in love. And I think I met you at a demo or something. I said, no, just because he's in Germany doesn't mean that you can't be together. And now you're married and you have four children.
Yeah, we got married a year later after our session.
That was fast. I'm still not married.
So he came to Canada, and then 3 months later we were married. And then a year after that, our firstborn. And then a year after that, our secondborn.
So you got what you asked for.
Pretty much, yes.
See, and I just want to point out to people, because this is so beautiful. When I energetically connect with people, and I do over the years for like a decade with you, and then I might not hear from you for a year or 2 years, and that's when I know, because you've attended my seminars and you know how to do it. And you only contact me when you can't do it yourself. And you know, I want people to understand this. This is what I'm sharing with people. Once you start doing this, you start to realize, oh, I can check in with myself what's best for me. And I noticed over the years that when souls want to come through, as babies for human, you know, for people here on the planet that want babies or even don't know they're coming, as the case may be, what happens is these babies know which it's a soul searching for another soul. So we think of souls from across the veil that come in as babies. We think of babies as these, they're very helpless, but they are very powerful because they just came straight from God. And most babies don't forget God or don't realize that they're separate from God until around the age of 2 or 3, whatever God is to you, okay? Some people, God is God to me. I have witnessed God, so I speak of that source energy as God. But these children, identical twins out of nowhere, clearly wanted you as their mother and your husband as the father. And what have you learned from them?
Everything.
In light of that, just hold on 1 second. Olivia, where are we time-wise?
We're just about 3 minutes out from a break.
Okay. So I just want to point out to people that Anna is also a very powerful energy worker. And if you want to call in 1-800-930-2819, I love to energetically shift with my students. When we come back, what we're going to do is talk about Anna. She said she's learned so much. What I have learned from having children myself, I was like you. I was 29. I had been told that it would be very challenging and difficult for me to become pregnant. Most of the women in my family almost died giving birth. And so for generation after generation. So the doctors had these concerns. And then a surprise. And I got to be a mom. And I've been a mom now. I was not a mom for 30 years. And then I've been a mom for 30 years. And I can tell you, I have learned more from my children than I've learned from anyone on this planet. And you have 4 of them teaching you. This is Colette Marie Stephan. We are live on Facebook. We're on Transformation Talk Network. And I am so happy to be interviewing Anna, who is a student of mine that I met 10 years ago. And she has now published 1 book and is about to publish her 2nd, got her own website up, got the job done. I like to hang out with people who know how to make shift happen. We'll be right back.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every 3rd Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Get empowered.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steppen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network, and I'm so happy to have Anna Florina Junker on the show. She was a former, well, she's been a client of mine for 10 years. She's published one children's book, and she's about to publish her second. And she's here on the show with us. We also have a caller. I'm just going to let Anna talk a bit about her books here and what she's learned from her children. And then we will take you the caller right away. Okay, Anna, you've got the floor.
Hi. Okay. So yes, I am the author of my very first self-published book, Shall We Go Adventure? And which was inspired by my children and illustrated by my children. And that was quite the entertainment. But last year, with all of the stuff that's been going on, I ran by this ad on Facebook to learn how to write a children's book in 5 days. And I have been floating around the idea since my first was born 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago.
I don't know if you remember, but for me, when I energetically shift someone, I don't remember anything after. I make sure I do not, because people tell me very sensitive information, and I only, like, when I'm in that correcting state, what comes in, and it's with no judgment. And then when I get out of that state, I erase it from my brain, except for the stuff that hasn't been corrected comes up when I see the person. Sometimes 7 years later, they'll phone me and say, you know that thing that we worked on 7 years ago? Now it's happening. And I was wondering, like, I had one of my students call me yesterday and just bought the house. He phoned me on Sunday. We worked on it. He owns it. Yes, on Monday night. That's what you're used to from energy work. And now you have to let 3D time to catch up. Okay, so you planned to do this 7 years ago, but you were busy having babies.
I was busy having babies.
Well, you were busy having authors.
And illustrators.
If you have to give birth to them, teach them how to talk, walk, write, and draw, it takes 7 years to have them illustrate your book.
Yeah. And they've taught me a lot through all these years. They've taught me my limits
of patience.
They've taught me my lack of patience. I remember being told that I was the most patient person in the world, and now I'm kind of who?
Well, you shared with me, because I had, like, as I said, I have not heard from you for a long time, and you took me up on my 15 minute and you said you didn't feel like anyone was listening to you. And I'm going to do an energetic shift for you and everybody else. I want you to talk about your books, and then we will take the caller. And because we got a second caller now also. People want to talk, they want us to energetically shift. But what I want you to be aware of right now is just talk about your books. And in the background, I'm going to energetically shift this. Okay.
Okay. So yes, my first book was published in October last year. And it was published in 5 weeks. And at that time I was homeschooling and raising the twins. And so I didn't think that it was going to be possible, but we pushed through. We were at a certain point where we didn't think that the illustrations were going to even be completed in my time span. And I set a goal for myself to finish this book in the 5 weeks. So no, it has to be done. I will get external help if I have to, but I'm going to get it done.
Okay, and so Anna, I just want you to take a deep breath here. Because Anna, as I said, I'm using you as a baseline for other people out there that perhaps have a dream like this.
Yes.
And they don't know how to push through, you know? And so this is something that you have to understand, that you coming on the radio show, being so brave to talk about this, you are inspiring so many people right now. What is the name of your first book?
Shall We Go Adventure. And it's a story about being connected to nature. And I am a nature lover, a waterfall chaser. Nature has always been my calling.
I have 100 old Russian cedar in my yard that I go out and hug and kiss every morning. I understand. I'm from Saskatchewan. There's no 100-year-old trees there.
And when my twins were born, I got even more connected, and they grounded me even more, being that they are earth elementals, and they gave me such an inspiration. And it was just this little phrases and stanzas. And then in that I always just, it made them smile. It made them giggle. It made them, I just wanted them to keep them connected to wherever it is they came from. Cause sometimes
it's so beautiful.
So to stay connected in the human body. And so I wanted to make sure that they have a reminder. And then from that opportunity of writing the book, now they have something forever that
this
will
is
keep
the
them.
Best, this is the best baby book ever. And I can tell you, for all you scrap bookers out there, I admire you for getting those baby pictures done. I'm doing it for my website, and it's been a 2-month process, and I'm still not quite done. And it probably isn't very pretty compared to a lot of other people's, but that journey back in time, for your children to have a book that was written with their illustrations with a mother like you, what a special, special gift for them, especially at this time, to remind them where they came from, who they are, and what they are capable of. We better take the first caller here. I think we will skip the break, Olivia.
Yeah, you've got it.
Okay, thank you.
And we've got Marie from France. Marie, okay. You are on with Colette Marie Steffen and Anna F. Junker.
Are you there, Marie?
I certainly am.
I want to thank you so much. I don't have it here right now, but I received your beautiful gift in the mail, and it has inspired. I didn't know if you saw it. I've been wearing it. For my pillow talk, she sent me this.
That was great.
It was such a beautiful gift. She sent me a gift because she has also opened up a business. And I want you to tell me about that, Marie. I have your card here.
Myself?
Yes, I have your card here. It's right here.
They're actually... Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Well, those are actually on this shirt that I'm so glad that it arrived well to you, and that it's well received and that you like it. Yeah, yeah.
I love it. I mentioned it on Facebook, and I wanted to congratulate you on starting your. Just tell us about that. What did you begin? Because you sent me your card.
Yeah, I had got that talk in Israel, by the way, and it has there are real Swarovski crystals on it. I'm just finishing off a certification in mediumship and speaking of philosophy through an organization in the UK, but I'm more linked to the spiritualist organization from Norway. And so for doing readings, mediumship readings for people and holistic healings. And a friend has recommended a center where I can do sessions in person. But up until now, it's been kind of unofficially and just at a distance mostly.
This is something why I feel like you called into the show today along with Anna, because Anna and you, I think, know each other. I think you may have been at that first demo in Vancouver when you, I'm serious. I think you, I tested it. And it's not just my connection through the, it is not just my connection energetically. You two have actually physically met at the demo, but at a demo of mine in Vancouver somewhere, but have not, don't know it. So Marie from Paris, meet Anna Florina. And she, like you, like she drove, I don't know if you heard, but she drove from Edmonton to Vancouver and settled there because she wanted to. And in Marie's case, she wanted to move to Paris. What can we do for you today, Marie?
Ended up in France by chance years after that. I'm wondering if some of Anna's luck with having children and dealing with children could rub off on me.
Okay.
Well, I have a probable luxury in a way, but the three teenagers that I'm stepmom to are at times rather trying. They can be cute, but so how to deal with when they ignore you, when they're insolent, when they're rude, all of that stuff.
Okay. Hey,
it all to go away.
let's get a baseline. When you think about, but no, just stop and think for a minute, because I've known you a long time, and you're a grown woman, very intelligent. You just started this amazing business. You're so highly educated, and the teenagers, you don't know what to do. But you became a mom kind of like into teenager land. So Anna, can you give our guest caller some words of advice that you have learned about being ignored by your children?
You just need to take a deep breath, center yourself.
Yeah.
And as a wise woman told me, just walk away.
That was me.
Yeah. Yes.
Walk out of the room. And when you're dealing with teenagers, you're dealing sometimes with the enemy. So you don't, I mean that in a joking way. But what I mean is that it is teenagers' job to rebel. If they don't rebel, the parents have done a very poor job. When I was 17, my parents, like I'm just comparing, you know, generational here, but when I was 17, my parents gave me a set of luggage. And I moved to Alberta when I was 17, and I've been on my own ever since. So for me, it's no, you know what I mean? But today, that was because I was born at a time when it was just the end of the baby boomer season. Like I was just on the edge of it. And I can tell you, I could go walk into any place and I could apply for a job in Alberta, totally with a high school education. And I got every job I applied for. And I even ended up getting a job with the post office as a letter carrier at the age of 18. And I was being paid, you know, like it was like, so this is really important to understand that generationally, the expectations that we have of our teenagers is unreasonable. It's unreasonable. Okay. They haven't even been allowed out of their houses, and they're supposed to be flourishing right now. This is when they're supposed to be deciding what they're going to do with their lives.
Yeah.
And so the teenagers, I feel for them as a person who at the age of 20 decided to travel for 10 years as my occupation. And I went to, I think, 35 countries in that time. I understand what a beautiful education that is. And I have never regretted any travel that I've done, any cultural pursuits, you know. That is a form of education all of their own. And I think about teenagers as the people, as the fool that's going off the cliff and they're supposed to go into the abyss. They're not supposed to be intelligent. They're not supposed to know everything. They think they know everything. That's a normal teenager thing. So you have to understand that all of us, I've been saying this over and over again on this radio show, it is so important. All of us are under a very, very great deal of stress, and we are being asked to perform in ways that to pretend like everything's normal. And our teenagers do not have the skill set or the experience in life to be able to deal with a pandemic and be nice about it.
Yeah.
And so we have to, as the adults here, we have to be reasonable with them. And we have to understand that. Can you imagine being like 19 and this is the great start to your end of your schooling year? Not much fun for them.
Yeah.
So we're all going to send a big, warm, like energetically, what you can do is strengthen them on their midline. And if they are going to get you to lower your vibration, to yell at them or whatever, you're not going to let them win. You are going to stay up here with your vibration. You're going to be an adult, and you're going to empower these people that are younger than us without the experience, that are being asked to deal with things that are impossible to deal with. And so all I have last week dealt with so many young people. It's a very challenging week for them. There is several people have committed suicide in the last week. Fortunately for me, none of them were my clients or their children, but it was a very tough week. And so please listen to your teenagers, listen to your children. They are having to face some of the most difficult, challenging times that humanity has ever been facing. And we as the adults have to. I know it's hard, and you've never been a mom before, but do you realize that maybe because you are so well educated, that is the reason why you're their parent? Just as Anna here, look at what she's doing with her children. And all three of us on this show right now have one thing absolutely in common. We love our children. Do we agree?
Yeah.
Okay. What number are you at?
I was 8 or 10, and now I'm kind of 2 or 0.
You think about these people. I'm telling you, you have to think about these people as scared people.
Okay.
You cannot expect people who, the teenagers do not develop the frontal lobe of their brain until they're like 21. Their brain is still developing. And to ask them to be going through all this and to be reasonable at this time is not fair to them. And I feel very strongly that people need to start understanding that, because if we don't, it's going to be a major problem. We need to communicate. Okay, so you're doing an amazing job. I know it's very challenging for you because you haven't been a mother. And Anna, last words, Anna's a mother of 4 boys. And so what's happening, she has a husband and she has 4 boys. So when you take 5 people in the house that are full of testosterone, and you take 1 woman, that's why they're not listening. I'm telling you, in families where there's like 3 women, or there's like, if there's like too much feminine energy or too much masculine energy, it's not because they don't love you and they don't want to listen. It's because there's too much testosterone. So you need to put some testosterone in your sacral chakra, put it in the vagina to make your love life more interesting. And by doing that in your sacral chakra, you are manifesting from that place in a very powerful way. And those children, those teenagers in particular, know when you are not on your game. And they will test you. That is their job. If teenagers...
They do that at
Yeah, go ahead. Now you have, what is your oldest one?
He's 7.
And?
Almost 8. And he tests my limit on a regular basis. On a regular basis. And he's extremely intellectual. He's extremely smart. My 6-year-old, almost 7, is, oh, he is... He's another test, that's for sure.
This is moms being honest about how challenging it is to raise children. But we all agree on one thing, right?
We love them. And we have to stay grounded. We have to be their example. And if anything that I have learned through all these 4 beautiful beings is that do your best. It's so hard, but stay grounded, stay in your center, and just stay in your inner connection. Because by doing that, everything else, it's hard to collect yourself. But again, Colette reminded me, just breathe, walk away if you have to, and... In all honesty,
this is so important. This is so important because we have a lot of people under extreme stress, and people, you can't expect someone whose frontal lobe is not totally formed yet to behave as a responsible adult when the responsible adults, and some of them even government officials, are not behaving responsibly. So we have to set an example in our own home. And I know it's challenging, but I'm correcting you. And if you do it from a place of kindness and love, they know it. And I have seen children beg for discipline from their parents, beg for it.
Yeah.
And the parents don't see it. So little children that are 2 and 3, they don't have control over their emotions. And teenagers don't have control over their emotions. And so if you lose control of your emotions when you're dealing with a teenager or a baby, it means that you are being very childish.
Yeah, I generally don't, but it gets close to that.
Everybody, listen, Marie, you don't know because you don't have that switch that they're actually biologically yours that keeps you from totally losing it. So we're proud of her, aren't we, Anna?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Can you imagine taking your children on 4 years from now because you loved your husband so much and they treated you the way they do now? And you said, I love these children. When you're biologically connected, it's a little bit easier and it's also a little bit harder because when they act out, they are acting out for you to show you what they need from you. And that's what's upsetting us so much as a mother, is we don't know what our babies need from us, but if we energetically connect, and most of the time children want to know that you care enough to discipline them with words and kindness and explanation, not being hit, not being threatened. These children already are dealing with the worst case scenario I have ever experienced on this planet as a human being. I have never experienced this, and it is not pleasant for me at all. And I don't even want to imagine what it would be like to be 19 or 20 and think, I finally finished high school and now I finally get to be free, but I can't go anywhere, period. It's hard on them.
Yeah, no kidding. So no wonder that they're just glued to screens, especially the boys.
I think that Anna, are your children at their age using a lot of technology?
Not on my watch.
Yeah.
I still try and stay very connected. They get their screen time, but I make sure that it's not as much as
I haven't owned a TV for 12 years. It was the best. I love my life without a TV. Because when I was married, we always had to watch TV while we were eating, and the TV was in the background. And I love not having a TV. I gave all the TVs away. Take them all. If I want to look something up, I just go online. So for 12 years, I still educate myself and I go online and I look things up, but I do not watch TV unless I watch a particular show that I want. And I never, ever have it on in the background of my house, ever, ever. Even when my kids were little, no. Because you don't know, children in particular pick up subconsciously what's going on. And I found that if my children, if I watched the news when they were 2 or 3, they would have night terrors that night. And that was the only show that was scary that they were watched, but it was the news. And I was raised that you watch the news every morning and every night, you watch the news. So when it upset them, I was like, well, you just have to get used to that. And then I got rid of the TV and it was great. None of us had to watch it. So we have to go to a break, but before, I just want to thank you, Marie, for coming on. And I love this. Mums talking to mums honestly, because this is so important. When you go to Facebook, you go to Instagram, they don't show the kid when they're throwing the fit in the grocery store.
Yeah.
At the cash register where all the chocolate bars are after they've been dragged through the grocery store with masks on. Just know you can't expect them to behave, but you can energetically shift them to be calm by being calm yourself. Thank you so much, Marie. I just want to check with you, Olivia. Who do we have as our next caller?
Thank you.
We've got Ulyssa from Vancouver.
Okay, we will take your call after the break, Ulyssa.
Ulyssa, yes.
We'll be right back. I recognize the name.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, we'll be right back. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so excited to talk to my mother friends that are being honest about how challenging it can be to be a mother. We'll be right back.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, life coach Ricky Schwartz, at myturnlifecoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on transformationtalkradio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And I'm so excited to have Anna Florina Junker. She has written two children's books. She's published one and is about to publish a second. We have a caller. So I want you, Anna, to tell us about your second book. When is it going to come out? How can we reach your other? I know I signed up for your free activity book. I can't wait to do it. Tell us about that, and then we'll take the last caller here.
Okay, my both books. My first book is available on Amazon, all marketplaces, and my second book is called Zach Makes His Own Luck. And it was actually a book that was inspired by my oldest, because it was always kind of this little thing that every time he gets lucky, it's like, do you have a leprechaun sitting on your shoulder? And so then one day I just decided, you know, I'm going to start to write a story about something close to this as an inspiration. So there Zach was born, and
well, now there is inspiration. I remember when he was born, because I came out to Vancouver to teach a seminar and I got to hold him.
Yeah, Tobias is, he was my dream come true.
I've held two of your babies. I haven't held your twins yet.
No. And Matthias, yeah, I came with Matthias and Toby to your
seminar. Yeah. Anna asked me, can I come to your seminar? I can't get a babysitter. Can I bring my babies? And I said, absolutely. Yeah, And so some of us carried them around here and there for you. It was lovely. It was fun. So the book is going to be out when?
On March 14th. So just in a couple weeks.
And so will we be able to, what is your website?
It's annafjunker.com. And it will be, there will be a link on my website to the Amazon when that is going to be available. And I'm so excited. And I thought that it was just, it's a magical book. And it's very energetic and very poetic. And I'm so excited.
So is my cat, Stella.
I hear that.
Stella likes certain people, so she's like rubbing. She's doing the rub all around my body while I'm talking to you here. So Olivia, can we get Yulith on and just see what it is that we can do for her in like the 5 or so minutes we have left?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bella, you can come up and be on the radio show.
Yulith from Vancouver. Yulith, okay. You are on with Colette and Anna.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Yulith.
I was hoping that we could work on something really quickly. And I know we're almost we've got a bit of time, so I just wanted to touch base and see if you could help me out.
Sure. What can we do for you? Anna and I are going to multitask here.
That's awesome. I was wanting to have a collection for everyone, basically, where technology and a sense of identity come into play and intertwine.
Well,
and I just like to get that very
clear. That is very interesting what you're saying. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the thought of that technology being more helpful for people. That's what's coming up.
Correct. Yes.
And so when you get in touch with that, and you get in touch with technology and the sensitivity towards human beings and their ability, like when you think about the fact that there wasn't even Facebook, I think, I don't remember when Facebook came out, but I know I was in business and I hadn't heard of it yet. Morgan, who I was working with, had heard of it. So this is really like the last few years of our time has been as humanity, we've been very involved with computers, and a lot of times the technology, and sometimes it's just the languaging. So that's the number one weakness I'm picking up, is that if you go to another country, you need to, and you're trying to communicate with them. For instance, I went out to the Resonance Project Foundation to take their first program. I think it was 2 days, and I came home before I went to the emissary program, and I have 20 packages of flashcards that talk quantum physics talks, so that I could have an intelligent conversation with them. Because once I got the flashcards and I knew all the words that they were using and what they meant, then I could go in and I could have I understood what they were saying. And so sometimes, like with technology, what you need to just do is go and look up, what does it mean? What do they mean by browser? What do they mean by this? Like, go back to the very basics. On another scale, a lot of people on the planet are terrified of this. And Elon Musk has spoken of this, that anyone who has a phone right now, a cell phone, you are a cyborg. And we are evolving into these beings that are using so much technology that the technology is becoming part of our DNA because we're using it every day. It's a form of intelligence. Information equals energy. Energy equals information. So anytime we have information and we take it in or give it out, that is actually energy that we're putting out. So every single word we use is used in a certain way and has a certain vibration. And so I feel that the number one thing would be to change the languaging so everybody understands it. Anna, you just went through this publishing your own book. What was the most challenging thing for you, technically?
Technically, it's the computer, really.
Olivia, are we down to the last minute?
We've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, good. All right. I love this. Because
so, yes.
Tell me about that. When the computer, does it help you to know that every computer, I actually had the best technician ever show up for me about 7 years ago, and she explained this to me, that every computer has a quartz crystal in it. Oh. So do you understand crystals? You understand crystals? Okay, do you understand what a double terminated quartz crystal is? That's what a computer is. It's a double terminated quartz crystal.
That is a fascinating point.
So I have my master's in crystallogy, and when that woman told me that, I can't make it work any better, but I can test it, and I know what's wrong. But I don't know what it's called when I talk to my techies. But I can tell them, I can tell there's a problem here and here, but I can't tell them what it is. Because I don't understand the languaging. So the more that you work with computers, the more that you understand the languaging. And like in the medical profession, they have their own language. Quantum physicists mm-hmm. have their own language. Mathematicians have their own language. And you may have noticed that your babies have their own language.
Especially the twins.
Yes. Twins, identical twins, talk to each other without talking all the time, just so you know. They are very connected, especially your babies are 18 months. Mm-hmm. They will probably, like, I was raised by identical twins, so I know, by my mom and my Auntie June. And even when my aunt passed, she would have been about 62, and you still sometimes could not tell them apart. So, Yulith, when you get in touch with that idea of it just being the languaging, how does that feel to you?
Actually, I like languages, so that makes it so much better.
And do you know about crystals?
I do know some about crystals, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so like if you take, see, this is the thing. It's sort of like my dad went through this and I'm really beginning to understand this. If you don't know the languaging and if you are like really wanting to do something and it's on a computer and you don't know how to use it and you don't know how to explain to people what you want to do, you need to look up the words so that they understand what you're saying. And you need to tell them and not be embarrassed if you don't understand what people are saying. I ask them, please clarify for me very clearly what it is. And I've been doing this for, you know, with computers for a long time. So that's what I found. Like it doesn't make things easy, but it makes things easier. I am so, so happy to have you on the show, Anna. We've run out of time. I want to thank the callers for calling in. I want to thank you, Anna, for your beautiful, beautiful energy. Thank you, Marie and Anna, for showing all the other moms out there, hey, it's okay. None of us are perfect. Just ask our children. Bye for now. Lots of love to all of you. We'll be back next
Wednesday. Bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.